Brilliance Audio presents The Road She Left Behind by Christine Nolfi. Performed by Megan Tusing. Chapter 1. The harbor cruise had devolved into a kidnapping. Slipping past the revelers, Darcy inched toward the relative privacy of the boat's lower deck. She was the hostage. That morning, Darcy had stopped in to clean out her office with a minimum of fuss. She'd rehearsed her goodbye to the staff, the usual pithy speech she trotted out whenever quitting the latest job. Just a few quick words about how much she'd enjoyed the year in Charleston as the assistant manager for Big Bud's Harbor Tours. The plan went disastrously awry. The moment she'd hoisted the heavy box of belongings into her arms, her replacement, a tall brunette with the smooth gait of a racehorse, appeared in the doorway. A girl from accounting darted in behind her. Together, they wrested the box from Darcy's grip and pushed her into the corridor. In their enthusiasm, they pushed too hard. Darcy stumbled headfirst into the flock of assistants on 3-inch heels. Southern women understood grooming like nobody's business, and a cloud of perfume accosted her. Darcy's flats skidded across the linoleum. Nose tingling, she shrieked. Caught between horror and a sneeze brought on by Lancôme, she pitched forward. The assistants caught her a thin second before she face-planted. Once they righted the shuddering plank of her body, Darcy attempted to bolt. She felt like an untamed filly hemmed in by a dozen silk-clad jockeys of varying ages. The women, stronger than they appeared, captured her. During the last year, the stealthy ways of Big Bud's staff had become all too familiar. Oh, the women meant well as they bypassed common courtesy and U.S. law to scroll through employee files, gathering information with the zeal of hostesses planning a gala. If they discovered an employee birthday on the horizon, the women brought in helium balloons and birthday cake. Anniversaries rated balloons, cake, and small presents wrapped in silver or gold. If a woman left on maternity leave, she would return to find baby gifts stacked on her desk and luscious platters of homemade baked goods lined up in the lunchroom. Factor in a family pet, and these women pulled out all the stops. When Big Bud's French bulldog gave birth to a squirmy litter of pups, the enthusiastic staff paid for family photos. They even purchased a burnished gold frame and hung the best photo in the lobby. Overall, the niceness factor was sweet, even heartwarming. But these women from the land of Dixie weren't usually accomplices to a kidnapping. Darcy was still demanding an explanation when they began to circle her. High heels clacking, they had pushed her out the back of the low brick building and down the gangplank. Before Darcy got a grip on their plan, they'd pushed her aboard the Irma, a 2-deck party ship, and the fanciest vessel in Big Bud's fleet. Bud, his belly jiggling and his beard flapping in the salty breeze, told the staff to return within the hour. At 76, he was no longer seaworthy. Hugged close to his side, his wife, the real-life Irma, waved with merriment. The boat rumbled to life. Officially kidnapped, Darcy surveyed the retreating dock with frustration. The staff, leaving her alone to stew in her own juices, clattered up the stairwell to the boat's top deck. Corks popped, and the cheap champagne Bud kept on board during the tourist season began flowing. With only an hour to get their groove on, the employees weren't about to waste time. To the east, a container ship carved a ponderous swath as it lumbered toward Charleston Harbor. The sun, lazy on the fine June morning, lifted above the horizon. Golden light scattered across the foam-capped waves. The solitude was nearly enjoyable. The boat picked up speed, drawing cheers from the staff above. The shoreline retreated from view. Resigned to her fate, Darcy leaned against the railing. A 1-hour delay didn't represent a major calamity, even if it was.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?